Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi today. CBI files charge sheet against former Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik and five others in Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project kickbacks case. Government constitutes special NIA court in Manipur for trial of cases related to ethnic violence. Trump administration bars Harvard University from enrolling foreign students. Fitch Ratings raises India's GDP growth potential by 0.2 percentage points to 6.4% over next 5 years. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants records 33-run victory over table toppers Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day event marks the culmination of various pre-summit activities such as a series of roadshows and states' roundtables, including ambassadors' meet and bilateral chambers' meet, organized by the central government with support from the state governments of the northeastern region. More from our correspondent.
The summit aims to highlight the Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. It will include ministerial sessions, business-to-government sessions, meetings, startups and exhibitions of policy, and relative initiatives taken by state government and central ministries for investment promotion. The main focus sectors of investment promotion include tourism and hospitality, agro-food processing and allied sectors, textiles, handloom and handicrafts, healthcare, education and skill development, information technology and its enabled services, infrastructure and logistics, energy, entertainment and sports. The summit intends to bring together key stakeholders, investors and policymakers on a single platform. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed a charge sheet against former Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik and five others in Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project kickbacks case. We have a report.
In the year 2022, Jammu and Kashmir government requested a CBI investigation into the alleged corruption in the allotment of 2,200 crore rupees contract for civil works in Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project. In year 2024, CBI carried out searches at 8 locations in Delhi and Jammu. Other persons against whom charge sheet has been filed include Naveen Kumar Chaudhary, the then chairman of Chenab Valley Power Projects, and other officials M.S. Babu, M.K. Mittal and Arun Kumar Mishra, besides construction firm Patel Engineering Limited. The FIR said an investigation had been conducted by the Jammu and Kashmir Anti-Corruption Bureau and the Power Department, and it was found that guidelines for e-tendering in the awarding of civil works in the project were not followed. Further, allegations of substandard work and failure to provide jobs to local youth have been made against the HYDL project. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has constituted a special NIA court in Manipur for trial of cases related to ethnic violence. The Union Home Ministry, in consultation with Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, designated a sessions court in Churachandpur district as special NIA court for the trial of cases investigated by National Investigation Agency. The NIA has taken over three key cases related to ethnic violence that began on May the 3rd, 2023. These cases include the abduction and killing of six women and children in Jiribam, as well as other violent incidents. The third multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi, which is a part of seven delegations under India's aggressive global campaign to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, arrived in Moscow today. Talking to media, Ms. Kanimuri Karunanidhi said, "Russia has been a strategic partner and both countries have always worked together on diplomatic issues and trade."
It becomes very important at this point to reach out to Russia when we have been facing terror attacks time and again. We've lost 26 lives in India. The government of India and the Prime Minister have decided that MPs from across the country, from different parties, have been sent to represent the India stand against terrorism.
The Kanimuri-led multi-party delegation will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia and Latvia in the later phases of their visit. Meanwhile, the multi-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha interacted with ambassadors and diplomats of Brazil, Australia, Colombia, Greece and South Korea in Tokyo, Japan. During the interaction, Mr. Jha said, every terrorist activity in the world has some or the other link in Pakistan, which is now a new normal. He added that if anything happens to Indian citizens, India will hit back.
Every terrorist activity in the world has some or other link in Pakistan. So this time, our Prime Minister has also said, it's a new normal. It's enough is enough. You cannot take any more now. If anything happens to our citizens, we will hit back. We will tell you.
Another high-level all-party delegation led by Shiva Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde reached Abu Dhabi yesterday. During their visit, the delegation held a series of high-level meetings with UAE leadership and media officials to underscore India's firm zero-tolerance stance on terrorism. The remaining three delegations out of seven will also be leaving in the coming days for different countries. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon, who made the ultimate sacrifice while bravely defending Srinagar Air Base during the India-Pakistan War in 1971.
Born in Ludhiana district of Punjab, Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was commissioned in the Indian Air Force in June 1967. On 14 December 1971, Srinagar Airfield was attacked by a wave of six Pakistani Sabre jets. Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was on readiness duty at that time. Soon the enemy aircraft started hovering over the airfield. Attempting to take off with enemy aircraft overhead was inviting mortal danger, but Flying Officer Sekhon, unmindful of his safety, flew his net to engage the two attacking sabers. In the air battle that ensued, he secured a direct hit on one saber and set another ablaze. At this juncture, four more Pakistani sabers came on the scene and surrounded his aircraft. Flying Officer Sekhon chose to give a fight again. In the dogfight that ensued at treetop level, he held on against the enemy. Eventually, his aircraft was hit and he was martyred. He achieved his objective as the enemy aircraft fled without pressing home their intended attack on Srinagar town and airfield. Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was honored with Paramveer Chakra posthumously for supreme gallantry, flying skill and ultimate sacrifice. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will lay the foundation stone of wagon periodic overhauling facility to enhance the capacity of the Jamalpur Rail Workshop in Munger district of Bihar today. This project will cost approximately 79 crore rupees. Upon its completion, this facility will increase the capacity of the Jamalpur workshop and its wagon maintenance capacity will reach 800 wagons. Global rating agency Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth potential by 0.2 percentage points to 6.4% over the next 5 years. The move comes following a sharper rise in the country's labor force participation rate in recent years. Fitch highlighted that the revised estimate for India shows a stronger contribution from labor inputs, mainly total employment. At the same time, the global rating agency has scaled down China's growth projection by 0.3 percentage points to 4.3% from 4.6% earlier. The Trump administration has barred Harvard University from taking international students. U.S. Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem has written a letter to the Harvard University in this regard. She said, "It's a privilege, not a right, to be able to enroll foreign students at the university." More from our correspondent.
In her letter, Department of Homeland Secretary said this move by the Trump administration will force existing students to transfer to other schools or lose their legal status. She said that the action should not surprise the university authorities as it was inevitable as the university failed to comply with the demands of US government. She said, the move will send a clear signal to Harvard and all universities that Trump administration will enforce the law and root out the evils of anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism in society and campuses. Noem said, if Harvard wants to continue enrolling foreign students, the university will have to comply with the Trump administration within 72 hours. She said US government is holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus. Harvard University has said that the move is a retaliatory action which can cause serious harm to the university. Each year, 500 to 800 Indian students study at Harvard. Currently, 788 students from India are enrolled at Harvard University. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Professor Muhammad Yunus, chief advisor to the interim government of Bangladesh, is considering stepping down, according to the Daily Star, a leading newspaper in Bangladesh. Citing sources familiar with the development, the Daily Star reported that during informal discussions at an advisory council meeting yesterday evening, Yunus expressed his desire to resign and address the nation in a televised speech. Moving on to the world of sports, in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants recorded a 33-run win over table toppers Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. We have a detailed report from our sports desk.
Lucknow Super Giants gave a huge blow to Gujarat Titans' top two hopes in the points table. After being invited to bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 235 for 2 in stipulated 20 overs, with Mitchell Marsh made an IPL 100 who was also adjudged player of the match. In reply, host Gujarat Titans were restricted to 202 runs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Moving ahead, the BCCI's Junior Cricket Committee announced India's under-19 squad for the upcoming tour of England, scheduled from 24th of June to 23rd of July. Ayush Mahatre has been named as captain while Abhigyan Kundu will co-lead the team as vice-captain. The 14-year-old sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi has also been included in the squad. Next update is from the world of hockey, where Hockey India announced a 24-member Indian men's hockey team for the European leg of FIH Hockey Pro League 2024-25. Which is scheduled to take place in Netherlands and Belgium next month. At last, the Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, yesterday held a virtual meeting with more than 300 cycling clubs of Namo Fit India Cycling Club. In a social media post, the Union Minister said that during the meeting, efforts were discussed to popularize cycling as a fashion among the society. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa. Till tomorrow, the Met Department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh and others in the next 2 to 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. PM cautions Pakistan, not blood but sindoor runs in my veins, reads the top headline in the Asian Age. The Prime Minister lauded Indian Armed Forces for creating a chakravyu that forced Pakistan to kneel down, writes the paper. No talks, no trade, not even water. PM warns Pakistan, headlines the Statesman. Starting next month, Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport runway maintenance work may affect 100 flights daily, reports Hindustan Times. A mob of 1,000 people kill and mutilate a Royal Bengal tiger in Assam, reports the Times of India. Hindustan Times carries a photograph of a 2-day-old hippopotamus calf with her mother at Delhi Zoo, the first hippo born at the zoo since 2023. And finally, as part of a pilot project, India Post has for the first time used a drone to deliver a postal bag from Karja town to the hill station of Mathiran, which is an eco-sensitive region and Asia's only automobile-free hill station, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi today. CBI files charge sheet against former Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik and five others in Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project kickbacks case. Government constitutes special NIA court in Manipur for trial of cases related to ethnic violence. Trump administration bars Harvard University from enrolling foreign students. Fitch Ratings raises India's GDP growth potential by 0.2 percentage points to 6.4% over the next 5 years. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants records 33-run victory over tabletoppers Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.